God's instruction book. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James 3:17. As each day of rearing a preschooler passed, Laura felt more and more inadequate. She thought to herself, as my child got older, I thought it would be easier. Laura's conversations with the Lord often reflected her feelings of failure and need for the Lord to provide wisdom on how to raise her child. God provided the child, Laura thought. Shouldn't he also provide the instruction book? God does provide the instruction book, the Bible. King Solomon pleased the Lord in that he asked for wisdom. Just like Solomon, we can please God by asking the Lord to give us what he gave Solomon, a wise and discerning mind. James 1:5 tells us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." When we struggle with feelings of inadequacy and failure as a mom, we can study God's instruction book, converse with God regarding the areas where we need wisdom, and then enjoy the wisdom the Lord will provide us that is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Lord, thank you for the child you have given me. Please provide me with wisdom in the specific areas in which I feel inadequate as a mom. The Lord wrote this devotional, God's Instruction Book, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Mothers of Preschoolers.